Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for the Zimcast, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. We're going to learn about some new precision technology, which I've learned about at the Info Ag conference last week. But first, just taking a little bit of a look at where the Zimcom team has been and is going, because we've sure been out on the agriblogging highway. As I mentioned, last week I was at the Info Ag conference, which is a precision agriculture conference that takes place every couple of years. And then I was also out in York, Nebraska with FMC at their summer plot tour. While that was taking place, Cindy attended the Wiffles Hybrids Corn Strategies, which took place in Illinois, and I am going to be at the Iowa version of that event this week. And then it's on to the Ag Media Summit. So I know we're going to be seeing a lot of people down in New Orleans and looking forward to it and hoping we get some good air conditioning because we are in a Midwest heat wave, to say the least. So let's get back to new technology in the precision farming area. This is one you may not think about, and 2 years ago was unheard of for a very good reason. I visited with a company called Precision Earth. And you can find them at precisionearth.com. And specifically, I spoke with Chris Tucker. He's going to explain all about how an iPad app is going to be used in precision agriculture. And it's called Precision Earth.
I guess, first of all, Chris, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you guys are doing.
Well, this all started basically back in October. I got my first iPhone. I've been in the precision ag industry since 1999, so I've got a pretty solid background, and once I got my first iOS device, my eyes were opened up to the possibilities of having a new data collection device in the iOS system with the iPhone and the iPad. See a lot of farmers carrying around iPhones now. A lot of people are using iPads. I've seen a lot of people actually skip the PC and go to a mobile device for their internet, email, things of that nature. So I thought it'd be a perfect fit to start doing some development work for agriculture within the precision ag arena. And so we've developed an app called Precision Earth that in its current form is basically a soil sampling app, which that's the most common operation people use with mobile devices in precision ag now is to collect soil samples. I see this potentially evolving into more of a full-fledged crop scouting as well as a soil sampling app. But we use shape files, import, export shape files. That data is handled in and out through iTunes or a secondary program that we have available called Local Connect. And we can import data, export it. Like I said, it's shape file format, so we play with pretty much all the major precision ag GIS software that's available now.
Well, I'll just give you an anecdote here that I was just talking to somebody who was asking me if I knew how he could get shape files into a tablet device.
Sure.
I think I might have a suggestion for him. So it shows that there's an interest out there. And maybe we ought to just, because there are some people that may not understand that, tell me what a shapefile is, because that's key to what you're doing, obviously.
Sure. A shapefile is a spatial file. It can be a point file, a line file, a polygon file, which in soil sampling you're collecting polygons and point data. So that is the format in which, after you collect this data and save it, that's the format that has to go into your program to preview it, you know, if you're pulling it in from another program, or to export it out to your desktop. So it's just like a Microsoft Word file, you know. This is a shape file.
And it basically, when you are using this device, then creates a graphical display that can show you that information, whatever it happens to be you're looking at.
Yeah, basically with the soil sampling app, you know, you're plotting points in the field using the graphical interface, you know, to navigate through the field, see where you're at, and, you know, to go on about your business of collecting samples.
How's the reception? I mean, what's the feedback you're getting already?
It's been much greater than really what I expected. You know, you kind of come into a room of people that I've respected over the years, people in this industry, companies in this industry, and, you know, when people walk up to you and are impressed with your product and are interested, you know, that it makes you feel good.
So did you develop the app on your own, or did you have to work with a developer to put this together?
This is a kind of a joint venture product with Cogent 3D and AGS Sales and Consulting, which is the company that I represent. And they had basically created the GIS backbone on an iOS device that was readily available, and we customized that for agriculture.
So I assume you're kind of just at the starting point of this whole venture. Where do you see this going? I mean, how would you how do you want to picture this business a year or more?
I know the iOS devices are not going away. You know, whether or not we want to go with a full-fledged GIS program that resides on that device, time will tell. You know, we want to play with everyone at this point in time and be a friendly face in the marketplace, and, you know, possibly give the technology access maybe to anyone that wants to utilize the iOS technology for data collection.
Have you got any thoughts or plans on some of the other tablet platforms out there, like Android, Honeycomb, that's out now?
I think Android is probably going to be the next platform, but there's some current issues that haven't been resolved yet, and that's why we haven't went down that path. And until some of those issues with that operating system get resolved, we will probably be holding off on that.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty responsible for a fair amount of Apple sales, because I'm a major Mac platform kind of guy, you know. So I'm guessing that Apple probably loves you too.
I hope Steve loves us. You know, I've been a diehard Microsoft fan my whole life, partly because of bad experiences with Macs in elementary school, but I've become a recent convert here in the last year, and I think it's great technology, and I think the mobile platform is going to continue to grow. I think it'll slowly be absorbed into this industry more and more over the next 5 years or longer. You know, it's an up-and-coming technology. I know everyone hasn't figured out how they want to utilize it yet, but even beyond spatial data collection, you know, there's lots of other uses for these iOS devices in the ag industry from a sales perspective. You know, there's just a lot of uses for these mobile devices.
So I guess before we close, I didn't think to ask this earlier, but if I'm a farmer or a consultant or something, how do I get started? What do I need to do in order to use Precision Earth?
Okay. Currently, Precision Earth is not available in iTunes yet. We expect that to be available within the next month, probably sometime in August. So just go to iTunes, search Precision Earth, and should download it and go to work.
All right. Well, we'll point them that way, make sure that we keep our eye open for when it is available in the iTunes store, and give it a try ourselves. Thank you very much. That's Chris Tucker, and we've been talking about Precision Earth. You can find out more at precisionearth.com.
As you heard Chris say in our conversation, the Precision Earth app for the iPad will soon be available in the Apple iTunes store. So give it a few days, maybe a week or so, and look there if you are interested. I will be looking for it myself, just to kind of get an idea of how one of these new apps using mobile technology is working in the agribusiness sector. Well, that's the Zimcast for this week. I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley, and this is a song called Elliptical White Tablet. It is done by Elika. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.